Welcome to Surviving the Big Race,
your go-to podcast for all things Big Brother, Survivor, and the Amazing Race. This is your host, Ashby.
And I'm Eddie.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Surviving the Big Race.
Yes, I'm so excited. This week has, there's been so much that has happened. Oh my
there's
gosh.
There's been so much. There's been blow-ups, there's been alliances.
It's been crazy. Crazy multiple times.
Multiple times.
She needs to chill. Like, she really needs
the
to
paranoia that she has is so high, and it's so inaccurate, too. That's the crazy part.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of sad because, you know, like, in the real world, she's probably not this bad. I think the house is just making her going crazy.
I think so, too. And she's like, you know, it's Big Brother, so she's just always like, something has to be up. If someone's talking, it has to be gameplay.
Yeah, you need to enjoy the experience a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, okay, so let's start out, like, last week, you know, we kind of cut it off midweek, so we're going to try to do it on Fridays now so we can do it right after the eviction.
Yeah,
but we had Matt give
a lot better.
Yeah, I think the flow will be better, and if there's anybody listening, you know, it'll be easier for them to kind of keep up with. But,
true.
You know, Matt got voted out last week. How do we feel about that?
You know, I was really sad because I just felt like it was an easy eviction that... Mm-hmm. All of them seemed really happy about, but no one really, like, earned.
Yeah.
Because I felt like the whole thing was just unjustified. It was all based off of Angela blowing up on him.
Yeah, and something that was completely irrelevant. Like, it had nothing to do with the game. It was just all her personal feelings. Like, it wasn't mm-hmm. even because Matt, like, was doing well in the challenges or anything like that.
Exactly. Like, they hadn't even had, like, any real competition yet.
I know. So they were, like, chalking him up to be big competition, but he hadn't even played anything.
Yeah, that was surprising for me. How do you feel about Mackenzie not using her power?
I think that was smart.
Yeah, I do, too. I was going to be really disappointed if she used it on him.
Yeah, I mean, you barely know this guy. I mean, I'm glad that whenever he left, he kind of told her, like, okay, I want to keep talking outside of the house, which was sweet.
Yeah.
I think he is probably a good guy. It just kind of... Unfortunately, it just wasn't his game to play this year.
Yeah,
know?
I would totally like to see him come back for another season.
Or see him, like, on the challenge or something.
Oh, yeah, he would do really good on the challenge. I bet you he's already, like, been contacted for that.
Yeah, probably him and Mackenzie will be on that show for sure.
Oh, for sure.
All right, and then we have, okay, so after everybody kind of calms down, Angela's all excited because she finally got Matt out, which, girl, that ain't that serious.
Yeah, like, you did, like, you did not really make a move. Calm down.
Right. And so we had the cop, Kenny, or whatever, you know, he's all like saying he wants to go home and then keeps changing his mind. Now all of a sudden he wants to win HOH. I'm like, dude, can you make up your mind?
Exactly. Because one thing I hate is when people say they want to go home. Because I'm like, why are you here?
Yeah, there's so many people that want this opportunity. And for you to disrespect those people that couldn't get on the show to say that you just want to go home because you're not feeling it. Like, get over yourself, dude.
And then also to say, like, oh, I miss my family. Like, you're an undercover cop. You're used to being away from your family.
That, and it's only been, like, 5 days.
Brutal.
Like, chill.
It's like, calm down.
Yeah, your family's going to be there whenever you get back.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, and then we have, you know, Lisa. She's saying that she never voted for Matt.
Which, she's such a bad liar.
She is. Like, you could totally read through that shit.
Yeah. I would have just owned it. Like, yeah, I voted for Matt. It would have been better for my game.
I know. Like, just, and people would have respected that a lot more. And then she probably could have, like, played off of it. She
True.
Kind of, like, did herself a disservice by lying about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's only the first week. I would just be like, yeah, I voted for him. I didn't really know. Like, I thought everybody was going that way. So I just went with what I thought people were going to do. It had nothing to do with the personal game or anything like that.
Yeah, you know? Exactly what I would have said.
Mm-hmm. And then, so now we kind of see, like, Kimo and T-Core seeming to team up a little bit at this point, which is kind of cool. I think that they're going to start, like, really becoming a strong alliance. And later in the next episode, we kind of see them forming with Quinn and who else was it? I think it was just them three, like, really clicking and saying, like, oh, these are people I feel like I would hang out with from home. And that... Those three right there, if they stick together, I think they
would be a solid three. Like, they could actually go to the end if they would stick together.
Absolutely. And I'm loving all three of them. They're the people that I would hook up with, like, in the house. Like, I would
oh, for
think
sure.
up with them. Yeah, they're like friends from home, you know?
The only problem with it is that since Quinn made that final two deal with Angela, she's like a fly around him that won't leave. Like, he needs to get her out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they need to get her out next week. Like, you know, now that we see who goes home this week, obviously we'll talk about. But,
yeah,
you know, next week I think they're really going to have to make that decision, because if not, she's going to start telling people that he has that secret power.
Mm-hmm, because that's going to be the last time he can use it.
Exactly. All right, so that was last week. Now let's move into this week. So we have the HOH competition, which I was trying to play along, and literally I got every single question wrong.
Oh, so did I.
I was like, damn, I would have lost this one.
For real. God. I was like, I did not. I was like, I thought I was paying attention. I was like, but I was not. I was like, I got
yeah,
every single
hard.
Question wrong.
I think everybody was kind of in that same boat. Like, Chelsea, she even said, she was like, dang, I didn't even think I was going to win. I was just guessing.
But yeah, because, like, at one point, it's like almost the whole house was wiped out off of one question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a hard one, but... Yes, the only two questions that I got right were, of course, the cat questions, you know,
yeah.
I'm an old cat lady, but, but yeah, people are crying way too much, like, Chelsea, and she won that, and then afterwards, everybody's, like, all sad, and they're like,
I don't know why everyone was crying.
I know, what was her name, Leah, or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, she's, like, sitting there crying. I'm like, girl, relax, you're not even on the radar.
For real.
Like,
but I am
right.
impressed with Chelsea winning, like, going from... being mm-hmm. A mascot the week one and now in HOH, I think that was really
Absolutely.
Good for her resume.
I think so, too. And I think her HOH run was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. It was a solid run. She did really good.
And she's teaming up with people that I really think are the right people for her to be teaming up with. You know, obviously Cam and Cedric are, like, those three together I think are going to work really well together. The only mistake they made was going to Brooklyn and Quinn and acting like... They
oh,
already
doing
had
the
alliance.
Doing the Pentagon alliance?
Yes. And so they came at it the wrong way. They should have been like, hey, what would you feel about, like, working with these two other people? You know,
mm-hmm.
not coming in and being like, we have this already set up. Because
exactly.
then they're like, bitch, am I on the bottom? Am I just like,
exactly. That's
like...
what I was going to say. Like, you automatically feel that you're on the bottom of this alliance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we kind of get past that. Let's see. Oh, my gosh. It was cracking me up. Like, Tucker... with the whole glitter thing, they had, like, that whole cameo.
That was so funny. Tucker's,
I would have been the same way.
Tucker's hatred for Lisa is the funniest thing.
He's literally my dreamboat. Like, that's exactly how I would act towards somebody in the house. I would be like, if you touch my food one more time with this freaking glitter, I'm going to snap.
Same.
You don't mess with my food. Don't mess with my food.
And I also think the fact that she's a chef, too.
Yeah, and I don't think she's, like, as good of a chef. She is, like, thrown out, you know?
Yeah. Because
yeah.
I feel like she really just makes cocktails.
I know. Can I get a matcha, please? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I hated that so much.
Oh, that was so cringy. So cringy. All right. And I put on here, I was like, I really like Chemo, obviously. Like, he's growing on me. I think I would be close friends with him inside the house, outside the house.
Agreed.
The first week, I kind of, like, didn't really know about him because he kind of seemed like he was a little bit weak.
Yeah.
And kind of like, I didn't think he was going to fight for it. But now he's starting to like really play the game and being like, okay, I have to start making connections, build alliances.
I think being on the block was a wake-up call for him.
Absolutely.
Even though he
I
was
loved
a pawn.
I loved his conversation.
Yeah. Even though he was a pawn, I felt like he knew that, okay, I have to show them that I'm just not this weak guy. Like, I really need to play the game.
Absolutely. And that little conversation that he had with Chelsea, like, it was so nice to finally see, like, a conversation like that take place on TV
mm-hmm.
where I could relate to it because I've come from a, you know, a religious family.
Oh, yeah, same.
As far as, like, the coming out story and stuff wasn't great. And it was nice to hear that there's other people that kind of know and experience that out, you know, in a game
oh, yeah.
aspect.
I love how they bonded over that and with her brother.
Mm-hmm. And those two, I think, could be really tight. Like, I could see them working together, not necessarily, like, in a definite alliance, but kind of, like, watching each other's back.
Yeah, I feel like they're definitely going to – I don't think they'll be an alliance, but I don't think they would ever vote for each other either.
Exactly. I think Chemo is putting himself in a good spot to play the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still got an alliance, you know? So he's not, like, a floater.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we have, yeah, we are, I kind of already like touched on the Pentagon. Lame name. Didn't like it, but whatever. You know, go ahead. And so I think those five will actually, like Quinn said, like, okay, I'll use this to my advantage for now, but they're not
Yeah.
my true alliance, you know? And I love the fact that he is deciding to go with T'Kor and Kimo.
Me too, because I feel like that's going to be the best way for all three of them.
Yeah, it's time like the nerds take over. Like we've all the like the past seasons, you know, you have these big competition beasts and like, you know, they kind of like run the show or the hot people or whatever. And
Yeah.
it's nice to see something different.
Yeah, like just see like the average people actually coming over and taking over and winning.
It's so good. All right, and then we have another freak out from Angela.
Which, oh my gosh, the
Oh
way
God.
she starts crying so instantly. Like, I was so happy when T-Core got up and walked away.
I thought, yeah, I was like, girl, just shut up and listen. Listen
For
to what she's
real.
saying. She's not attacking you. She's just trying to educate you
Yeah.
and show you, like, you know, you need to listen. And it does, it came across like that. It came across very racist.
Yeah, because the way she said it, she's like, that's the group. And it's like, well, what? Finish what you're saying. Like, the group for
Yeah,
what?
like, what
Like,
do you mean?
I'm obviously going to take it as this is the threat because, one, she's such a paranoid person.
In the way
And
that she said it, like,
exactly,
it
I
came
would say her,
across
the
like that.
manner that she came in and she was so aggressive about it, it was like, she said it in a negative way.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I feel like she definitely put a target on her back from that. And until she, like, pulled T'Kor aside and, like, was actually very genuine and apologetic for the first
Yeah,
time.
that's what I was like. Okay, this is the Angela that I'm pretty sure got casted on the show. This is the Angela that has a
And
family
if
that
she would,
everyone loves.
yeah,
And like,
if
if she
she
would
would
just
just
be
play
this
that
person,
role,
exactly, like she's.
play the mom, have fun, like make people laugh, like enjoy being around people, and people would keep you around.
Exactly.
'Cause that's what obviously people saw that at the beginning when she first came into the house and they wanted to work with her.
Everyone wanted to
So
work with her. And then she just started blowing up out of nowhere
yeah,
and
and
exposing
remember
everyone's game.
I even said she was my favorite.
Yep, you did.
So, you know, hopefully she snaps out of it and maybe next week she'll be like a completely changed person. I doubt it, but we'll
Yeah,
see.
we'll see.
So then we got MJ. She's sad that Matt is gone, but she's happy now. She can play her own game, which is true. I'm glad that she has that opportunity.
I never thought that they
And
were that close.
yeah, I didn't really. I mean, obviously, she probably had the hots for him.
Oh yeah.
But I mean, other than that, I didn't think they were like even trying to play game together really that hard.
Yeah. All I saw was just like that their beds were next to each other, but I really saw her more with her talking more with Leah than I saw her
Yeah.
with Matt.
Them two are definitely going to be tight the whole season.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Until Leah, I think if she's going to do something shady and kind of, you know, get further ahead in the game because of it.
Yeah.
I
I can
could
see her
see it.
backstabbing Mackenzie's.
Yeah, she's too nice. I'm like, what else is there?
Yeah, what
There's
else
something
is
that she's
there?
hiding. Yeah. And she tells Chelsea that she has the power. Was that smart?
I think it was smart to tell Chelsea.
But then she
Because
goes and tells Tucker, like,
that was
because
a
Tucker,
dumb.
like, that was a dumb move.
That was a dumb
She's
move.
like, I'm not gonna tell you, but also this is what it does and doesn't do. I'm like,
Yeah,
girl,
I
you
was like,
literally just told him.
you literally just told him. He just lied and be like, no, Lisa has it.
But I mean, Tucker's smart. He played that out of her.
Oh yeah, Tucker is surprising me. He is really smart because he plays like the
He's definitely one of my
goofball.
favorites. Yeah.
Because he plays the goofball, but he's actually paying attention to everything and orchestrating so much.
I think so too. I think he's like playing that, you know, goofy, you know, I'm like your stepbrother that just came into the house. Like, I'm cool. Like, we can hang
Yeah.
out, kind of. All right. And then so now we have the nominations. And we got Kenny, Angela, and Lisa put up. Tucker's smiling, laughing. He's so happy
Right.
because Lisa got put up. I was cracking up. I was like, I love him so much.
I know, but I was like, also
Yeah.
Tucker, like she was already gonna get put up. Calm down.
She was. I mean, but granted, in the next episode, we kind of see like everybody's like, oh, shoot, should we get Angela out? Because she's
Yeah.
causing too much drama. Quinn obviously wants her out, which is smart on his part because he's going to blow up, or she's going to blow up his game.
She's definitely gonna blow up his game.
Which sucks because I really like Quinn.
Oh yeah, I knew once he told her about that power. I was like, you should have told her. You shouldn't have told
He
her.
should have gone to the grave because now he's stuck. He can't tell anybody. If he tells somebody, it's going to make him look like a liar.
Exactly.
So we have Quinn and Brooklyn. They're very smart and they know like about the Pentagon and they're like, oh, we're probably just going to be added at the bottom, but hey, let's keep playing. We'll join that group. So now they're kind of in both in two different alliances. So we see that. And I think the target this week, obviously, is Lisa. Thank God.
No.
So we see that even though they keep going back and forth, but you can kind of tell like she's the one that they want to go home.
Yeah, Tuggy's pushing it really hard, and the fact that she already won one veto makes everyone nervous.
Right. She's the only one that could probably within those three that I would feel threatened that could probably like come be like randomly beat me in a competition.
Exactly.
Because Kenny, like, he might beat me in a competition, but I don't know. I feel like I could take him.
Yeah, I feel like Kenny is 50-50, but Lisa is like a 70-30. Like, she's the strong chance she's going to win. She's sneaky, she's
Absolutely.
smart.
And with Angela, you know she ain't gonna win, so might as well
Oh,
keep her.
yeah. Might as well.
All right, so we have them three playing for the veto, plus Brooklyn and Joseph. Brooklyn's second time getting chosen, so that's kind of cool. She gets to play the stacking challenge. That looked hard as hell.
I was about to say that. That's child. If I would have got picked and that was the game we're playing, I would have been like, I quit. Like, I'm not doing this. This is
I would have
way
been
too
so
hard.
stressed. I would have been able to get to like the top, and then I would be shaking so bad I wouldn't be able to finish.
I feel like I probably would have got like two levels and it probably would have just kept falling after that. That was
Yeah,
so hard.
absolutely. And I mean, like, I did learn in school that triangles are the strongest, you
Oh
know,
yeah, shape.
shape. So I would have started with that, which was smart. That's what Matt did. And so, or Kenny, right?
Yeah, Kenny.
Kenny. So Kenny did that and he ends up winning, which, okay, cool.
Wasn't mad about it. I was happy for him.
Yeah, good for him. He takes himself off the block, of course, because all of a sudden he wants to stay again.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm not going home. I'm here to win. I'm like, well, that's not you. You're going to change your mind tomorrow. You don't do that.
Real.
And so Quinn and Angela have a conversation. And, you know, obviously that all that goes down where, you know, the big race thing comes into play,
Yes.
which granted, like I could totally understand why Quinn kind of said that because like in the past, you know, last season, people were saying, well, this is going to be a cookout 2.0. And
Yeah.
all this other stuff. So, like, I could see that. But honestly, like, these people are just hanging out. And majority of the time, they're just sitting around hanging out with each other. And that is racist to assume just because
Yeah.
they're the same skin tone, like they are going to be in a group together.
Yeah, because the
Granted.
funny thing, I don't think they were talking. I mean, it's funny. Granted, they were talking about being in one,
Yeah, they were doing it. But
but it's like
that's
just
just kind of like a
assumed.
thing, you know.
Yeah,
They're
because I
not
mean,
an
like,
alliance.
yeah,
They're
that's
just
the thing.
saying,
They're
hey,
not
I
an
got your
alliance.
back.
Yeah, because that's the thing. They're not an alliance. And anytime someone's in a group of people, they're talking about the game. And so it doesn't mean that they're just always going to, oh, they're making an alliance. They're going to be a pack now.
Yeah, because like from my opinion, like the cookout was amazing at what they did and they stuck together, but I think now people see that okay, like that is something that I want to do, but for my gameplay, I still have to think about myself because now people are aware of something like that potentially happening.
Exactly.
But so they always have that on their mind and so it's good to just like, you know, stay close with those people, but be like, hey, I'm still gonna have my own alliances and all this other stuff. So
Exactly.
that I'm glad that they're doing that.
That, 'cause that's how I would
So.
do. I was like, this, I would have some people as like, I'm looking out for you, but I still have my main alliance. Like, you're my backup.
Absolutely. Okay, let's see what else we got here. So now Tucker is like, hey, if you want to put me up as a pawn, I'm totally cool with that. I'm like the chill, fun guy. I'll do whatever, you know, and he's smart because this is the week to do it.
It is.
So he goes up as a replacement Nom because, of course, Matt takes down himself, or Kenny takes down himself. I don't know why I keep calling him Matt, but
Oh,
yeah.
because they're so close and they're almost like kind of have the same,
Like
like,
demeanor, I don't know.
yeah.
But so he comes down, he goes up. Obviously, Tucker is like, I'm gonna win that competition. I'm not scared about it. So they go in, they play the competition. Tucker wins, and
How do you feel about that competition? Because I was so shocked at how hard it was for Lisa and Angela. Well, Angela, I'm not shocked, but Lisa, it seemed like it was so hard for her. And I was
I
like,
feel
this
like
looks
that
so
too.
easy.
I feel like, yeah, this, you know, obviously people are like, oh, production, you know, production may have had something to do with it, which I could see, like, that's a possibility. You never know.
Because I was like, all you have to do is just put the, like, the puzzle pieces, like, right on top of each other. Like, it seems so easy.
Yeah, but you never know. Like, if you're in that situation, stress and, you know, everything could be playing a factor. But I'm glad that Tucker won. I'm glad that he was able to take himself out of the equation. And now we just have the two up there. So we have Lisa and Angela.
Mm-hmm. I was happy that he did, too. And I was also really impressed with how he worked after he got him, after he got off, and how he just instantly went to work and started campaigning against Lisa.
Absolutely. I mean, he was determined.
He was. And he did it in a way to where no one even saw that he was the one planting the seed in everyone's head.
Yeah, now he can use that, like, for future references. He could be like, yeah, I mean, I was the one that set that whole thing up and kind of got her out of the house. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
which is cool.
And I would also, he could kind of, like, use that towards Angela and be like, hey, like, I saved you last week when everyone wanted to go against you.
Yep, he's playing a good game. I'm really proud of him.
He is.
He's definitely my fave. He's my number one right now.
Yeah, I'd probably say him and T-Core are my number
T-Core,
yeah.
My number, my top three are Tucker, T-Core, and then Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chemo, right? Close fourth.
Yeah, because I feel like, I also feel like there would be the ones who would battle it out, too.
Mm-hmm. It would be a good, like, final.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and so that's pretty much everything that's happened this week. And then we get our new HOH, which is Cedric.
Yes, how do you feel about that?
I think I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I think Cedric, because honestly, you don't know who he's going to go for. He might go for McKenzie. I think that's probably going to be the route.
Well, I was looking at some of the live feeds, and I heard him talking about some of his nominations.
Yeah, see, I haven't been watching the live feeds because I'm trying to, this season I'm trying to, like, watch as if I'm just a normal, everyday watcher. I'm not trying to go watch too many live feeds because I want to, I want to see a different perspective, because in the past I've always watched live feeds, and then I just get too into
too
it,
ratchet.
And yeah, and I want
I've
to see
so
what other
times.
People are seeing. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I've done that so many times where I end up stop watching the season because I just watch the live feed so much.
Where you just, like, go on Instagram and you can, like, see all the stuff that people post, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
but this one, so this time I'm just like, let me watch for, like, 5 minutes and then I'll cut it off. So that way I just get, like, a little bit of their, a little bit of gameplay, mm-hmm. which it just seems like there's a lot of alliances brewing up, even more that are brewing up.
Every episode we get a new one.
Exactly, which I'm kind of here for.
I mean, it's just like Survivor. Every week it's changing, and I love that. I love that about Survivor. Like,
mm-hmm.
I love that every week you don't know. You're like, okay, I think this person could win, but oh, shit.
And Cedric being HOH makes it even bigger because he's such a wild card. And he's working with people, but he's not really working with people. So it's going to be really good to see what happens.
I mean, and it is kind of a good thing for Quinn, because now he probably is not going to have to use his power until next week, so he could just save it. He might not have to use it at all, and he could be, that's good for him, because he could be like, yeah, I didn't even have to use my power.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Mackenzie's probably going to have to use hers.
I think she will next week.
Yeah.
But I wonder, okay, so can she use her power and then Quinn use his power?
Like on the same day?
Yeah.
I think they could. Because Quinn's is just, he just redoes the whole HOH nominations. So I guess
then he can put it, like, right back to where it was.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that'd be interesting. That'd be really good.
Yeah, that would actually be really good. As long as he doesn't get found out.
I know. That's going to be his biggest thing. Is, like, he has to play nice with Angela because she holds his whole game in her hand.
And I think that if he does that, it would show Angela, like, okay, he's not coming for her. So she might calm down a little bit and be like, okay, I might be able to trust him. And maybe they'll be able to work together and she can stay. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like if she would just calm down a little bit and just not be as paranoid and just trust people, she could stay. If she could make it to the jury.
She needs to lay off the imaginary crack.
For
like,
real.
Just relax.
It's like, please, you know, calm down. Take a Xanax. Do something, because
I mean, shit. Like,
I need you to breathe. Like,
do they have alcohol in there? I know, like, every now and then you see them drinking, like, a White Claw or something, but I'm like, she needs a drink.
She does. I think they do, because I know they get champagne on the first day.
Yeah, I mean, I know whenever they win HOH, like, they get a couple drinks, like, their favorite beer or whatever. I don't know. So, this next week, I think, is going to be an interesting one. I hope that someone uses their power and just kind of switches it up a little bit. But we'll
I think next week is going to be the tipping week that really sets up divisions and alliances, I think.
And could possibly draw a line in the sand, but to be honest, there's not really a line yet.
There's not, which is kind of like... I feel like you have people standing on sides, but they're both, like, they're just jumping either way the wind blows.
Yeah, whichever way works out better for them, which, mm-hmm. I mean, I would be doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I would, too. Like, everyone's playing a really good game.
Yeah, even I think so, too.
Who,
I think
like, you
the
haven't
cast
seen
is
that
good.
Much, like, yeah, like, Brooklyn's even playing a game. Like, we haven't seen her that much, but she's playing a very strong social game where
she's
staying
she's
out
very
of everyone's
smart.
Mouth.
She's very smart. Like, I didn't even, like, think about that at first. Like, whenever they came to her and talked to her and they were like, hey, me, so-and-so, are going to do this alliance. We want you and Quinn to come in. I didn't even think about, like, that she would be on the bottom. And she,
yeah,
the fact that she
about
thought
that
about
either.
That, I was like, oh, my God, that's so smart. Now
yeah,
I'm
I would have been
like,
so
I'm
happy that
that
someone wanted to work with me. She was smart to be like, oh, yeah, I'm at the bottom of this. I was like,
right.
I did not catch that at all.
I know. She's very smart. I think she's going to do really well.
I do, too. I hope she just teams up with the right people.
Well, I mean, we have a lot to look forward to, so I'm excited for next week to talk to
Me
you again.
Me too. I can't wait.
All right. Well, it was so good talking to you, and I'm so excited that we continue to do this, and I've had such a great time, and I look forward to next week.
Yes, can't wait for next week. Thank you guys again for listening.
Yes, and if you guys have any recommendations or anything, feel free to hit us up.
Yes, feel free. All right, see you guys next week.